Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today, and welcome to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we also have a new YouTube channel called Prophetic News TV. And we will be putting up some new videos, so be looking out for that. But the purpose of my program today is a response to Mr. Mike Murdoch, who has filed a complaint to YouTube to have one of my videos removed. It was a video that I entitled Mike Murdoch Scam Pimps in the Pulpit. And I would say for probably 13 or 14 years now, I have been trying to contact Mike Murdoch. I actually had sent him a letter many years ago, I think back in 1997 or 1998, about his so-called $58 blessing, and that I didn't find any biblical evidence for any kind of a $58 blessing or a $1,000 blessing or a $3,000 blessing that he tells people that if he's going to make you a millionaire if you send him, usually it's about a $3,000 donation, and then miraculously, he wants you to believe that God himself, God Almighty himself, will be impressed with your $3,000 Seed Faith gift to Mike Murdoch. And then in return, Mike Murdoch wants you to believe that God Almighty himself will make you a millionaire. And I want to invite Mike Murdoch. This is my personal invitation, which I will be posting on the new YouTube channel, Prophetic News TV. I would like to invite you to be my guest on one of my radio broadcasts, and let's talk about it. And let's see if there is any biblical evidence for Seed Faith bribing God, paying God off. I don't know of any human parents that, for instance, if my mother and father know that I need something, I don't have to give them a $5 Seed Faith offering for them to meet my needs. But yet, Mike Murdoch wants you to believe that our loving, gracious Heavenly Father, who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And so because God is love and he gave in love his Son, why in the world would any born-again, spirit-filled Christian believe that then that same God who sacrificed his son, expects his children to pay him off with money to get him to do anything for you. It's just absolutely ridiculous. This teaching is right out of the pit, I would say, because it is nothing but manipulation, and you're preying on people's weaknesses. I know I've been there because I was in the Word of Faith movement for many years, and I believed in all this seed faith nonsense. So I know what I'm talking about as far as when I finally came out of the fog and got delivered from trying to get God to do things for me. When my Bible says, ask and you shall receive. So if I need something from God, I don't have to tell anybody else about it. I don't have to get people to send me seed faith gifts. So God will bless me, and then in return, God will bless you. I don't have to manipulate people, because either we trust God to meet our needs, or we do not trust God to meet our needs. So we don't have to tell anybody what we need. God knows what we need, the Bible says, even before we ask. So Mike Murdoch, I guess after all these years, and it's been many years that I was trying to get his attention. I couldn't talk to him, but because, of course, if you call his office, he's not going to talk to you. Who am I? I'm not Kenneth Copeland or Kenneth Hagin Jr. or Fred Price or Rod Parsley, so he's not going to talk to me. And I had many questions for Mike about his prosperity teachings. Why, Mike, if you really believed that if people sowed seeds and gave money, if you really believe that, then you would tell people that they didn't have to give the money to you, that they could give their money to whoever they wanted to give their money to, and God would bless them. But no, you direct people to send the money to you, and you live a lavish lifestyle. Now, I'm not opposed to anyone having a lavish lifestyle. If you have a job and you've earned the money on your own. But to manipulate people and use the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is a precious gospel, because if we really believe that we have the answers to help people to get to heaven and to be born again, and if we really believe there is a hell, then how do we take the precious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and make merchandise of it, and make merchandise of desperate people? We don't do that. We use the gospel to lead people to Jesus and not to enrich ourselves. So my challenge to you, Mike, is this, that from now on, when you preach about giving, you no longer tell people to send the money to you, that they can give to whoever they want to give to. And also, the Bible says that we're supposed to give our alms in secret. And I notice, Mike, that you do a lot of talking on the television programs that you're on about how you sow seeds and how God buys you Corvettes and Mercedes-Benz and Rolex watches and 100 suits. And God just keeps giving you things because of the fact that you give thousands of dollars away to other rich preachers, and That's not even scriptural, because I'll read you a few scriptures. Matthew 6, 1 in the King James Version. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So, how do you explain that scripture then, that you stand up in front of a TV audience and you tell people about all the things that you give away and all the things you get, when that goes against God's word? Matthew 6, 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Matthew 6, 3. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. So, what you're doing definitely goes against the word of God. It's pride. It's nothing but pride, and it is manipulation, because you're telling people, look what I did. I gave all these love offerings and seed faith offerings, and look how God blessed me. And chances are, there's not too many people out there that can say I have that same testimony. Where people gave me Corvettes and Mercedes-Benz and mansions and diamond rings and Rolex watches. I don't know. You know, why are you selling the gospel? Why do you sell what's precious? And I hope and I pray that whatever made you, whatever nerve I struck, whatever made you angry enough to complain to YouTube to have my video removed, that you'll think about it and that the Holy Ghost will convict you and that you will repent. Because I think if somebody like you would repent, and it would be a great testimony to the rest of the world that you were wrong, that you took the gospel and you used it for your own gain. And I hope and I pray that you do repent. It's not personal. This is not any kind of a personal vendetta against you. But Jesus Christ himself said that there would be false prophets that go into the world. And we should be careful of false prophets. Jesus warned us to stay away from people that say that gain is godliness. So, Mike, that's my message to you today. And I hope that you will email me, Susan@propheticnews.com, instead of complaining to YouTube. You can email me and share your concerns with me. I'll listen. I'm open to listening to what you have to say. So I want to thank you all for tuning in today. And tune in on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for my my program on the end times. And God bless you.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill.
day I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there.
I'll be in heaven and there'll be no sorrow there.